BBC News with Neil Nunes. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos has insisted that a ceasefire between the government and FARC rebels will remain in place in spite of the rejection by voters of a historic peace deal. Mr. Santos said he wouldn't resign and would carry on working for peace. The agreement signed last week in a high-profile ceremony was rejected in a referendum by a razor-thin margin. The FARC leader known as Timochenko said he regretted the result but insisted there would be no return to violence. The former president, Álvaro Uribe, who headed the No campaign, said all Colombians wanted peace but that the deal needed what he called corrections. Mr. Uribe's campaign had argued that the government was not being tough enough with the FARC. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán says the European Union is facing important questions after Hungarian voters rejected EU plans for the mandatory resettlement of migrants. More than 90% of those who voted supported Mr. Orbán, but on a turnout too low for the results to be mandatory. The Prime Minister's political opponents have called for him to resign. Afghan officials say Taliban militants have launched a coordinated assault on the northern city of Kunduz. A police officer said the insurgents had been attacking from four directions and heavy fighting was going on in and around the city. The European Union has proposed a new plan to help deliver aid to tens of thousands of people trapped in besieged parts of Syria, in particular Aleppo. The EU said it would provide $28 million worth of funding and work with United Nations agencies to deliver medicines, water and food to the rebel-held eastern part of Aleppo. In golf, the United States team has won the Ryder Cup for the first time in 8 years after beating Europe. The U.S. victory in Minnesota ends a string of three successive defeats at the hand of Europe. BBC News.